Three scriptures. The first one in first book of Samuel, the last chapter. Samuel chapter 31, in verse 11. It's page 398. 1 Samuel 31 and verse 11. And when the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard of what the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and went all night, and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan, and came to Jabesh and burned them there. And then Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. Acts 16 and verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas in praying were praising God with singing, and the prisoners listened to them. And then in Mark's Gospel chapter 6, Mark 6 and verse 47, and when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone upon the land. And seeing them labouring in rowing, for the wind was contrary to them, about the fourth watch of the night he comes to them walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. But they, seeing him walking on the sea, thought that it was an apparition, and cried out. For all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he spoke with them and says to them, Be of good courage, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up to them into the ship, and the wind fell. Just had an impression today. I've read of three scriptures about the night. And for the Christian, this is the night time. Paul tells us that we're not of the night, we're of the day. And we are of the day. But because the Lord Jesus Christ is not here, it is night for this world. And I just was thinking today of these three occasions where different activities happen in the night time. And it just commends itself to me. In the first chapter, we read it very recently here on a Thursday, and it impressed me, as it has before, that these men were faithful and they were showed vigour in the night time. Now it's very easy during the night to be sleepy, and normally night time is the time for sleeping, but for the Christian it's not the time for sleeping. We should be raised up out of sleep, because we're looking for the sunrise. We're looking for the daybreak. We're looking for the Son of Righteousness to arise. It says in the scripture that the night is fading, the day is coming on. But here in this grim scene where the testimony had been thrown into disrepute, and it seemed that the enemy had the upper hand, these men of Jabesh Gilead took the initiative, and they were vigorous. And I think that's just a word for us. In the night time, as believers, we shouldn't be idle. We should be vigorous. It says they went all night. I think that just speaks to me of a sense of zeal and passion and vigour. And I think that's something that's sadly lacking in the church, but I look at my own heart, it's sadly maybe lacking in my own heart. But these dear people here, they were very fervent in what they did. As we've remarked before, in a previous time, earlier in the book of Samuel, they deliberated, they were indecisive. And how often that marks our pathway. We can wander, we can deliberate, we can vacillate, we can dither. But here, they get they're fired up, if we can use a modern expression, for what's due to the Lord and for His rights. And they take the bull by the horns, as it were, and they go through the night. They're passionate and they show vigour. And it'd be a good thing, dear brethren, if we showed the same sort of vigour for the rights of the Lord. He's rejected. He's been. The world is in opposition to him, but they were not afraid. to take the initiative, and they were not prepared. They were prepared to go without stopping, and to not give up, to go on to the bitter end, as it were. And they went through the night. May we show the same vigour as they did. And then in Acts 16, again, this is a contrary situation. You'll notice all three of these scriptures are contrary situations, and we as believers are in a contrary world. But in Acts 16, here we are with two of the Lord's servants, and they're in prison at midnight. But what are they doing? They are singing. Well, it's a wonderful thing to do, you know, to sing the praises of the Lord at the darkest part of the night, isn't it? Maybe we're tested to that. But I remember someone asked a Christian, he said he hadn't got anything to be happy about. And his wife said to him, well, just sing. And, you know, it's very often this wonderful thing. Singing, you know, helps your spirits. It's why we sing. It lifts your spirits. And these two were in the most dark situation, and yet they were free to sing. And it says the prisoners listened to them. What a testimony that was to their situation. They were not really in prison. It was the others outside that were in prison. They were really free, weren't they? But if your son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. And these two were, although their feet were in the stocks, they were free in their spirit, and they were able to sing at midnight. Well, this is the midnight. It's past the midnight, actually. I'll come on to that in the next scripture. But whatever the situation, however dark it might be, they were able to sing and to praise God and to praise the Lord. And not only that, they had a word of salvation too. Wonderful, you know, no matter how dark the situation is, they had a word. They were able to give a word of testimony. What must I do to be saved? And they had an answer. How we're to be urgent in season and out of season for the testimony of our Lord Jesus. Just read the third scripture. Again, a well-known scripture. What I noticed as I read it this morning is that the Lord is in control the whole way through. If you read it carefully, he really sent them off on this trip. The Lord, you know, is in control. It says in another place in one of the Gospels, he knew what he was going to do. And, you know, no matter what our circumstances might be, the Lord is there before us, and he knows what he's going to do. And he was going to test these disciples, so he sent them out into the boat. And it says the winds were contrary. And there was a further test, wasn't there, too, because when things got rough, and they cried out, it says he came towards them, and they would have passed them by. You know how often that is in our experience, that the Lord may seem to pass us by. It may be just another test for us to see whether we're really looking out for him. He sent them on this mission. It says, about the fourth watch of the night, he comes to them walking on the sea. The fourth watch of the night, as we know, is the darkest part of the night, and it's the time just before the dawn. Isn't that just like it is now? It's the darkest part of the world's history right now, and yet it's just before the Lord's coming. And he's coming, and are we ready for him? The disciples here are obviously not ready for him, and they didn't understand who he was when he did appear. They says they thought it was an apparition and cried out. And they for all saw him and were troubled. What a wonderful comfort then that he said, immediately spoke to them and said, be of good courage. And that's what the Lord would do. You know, it might be very black and dark in our lives, in the testimony of the church, whatever the situation is, and yet the Lord is near and he's coming soon. Then what are we... Are we going to recognize him? Are we looking out for him? Do we know him when he comes? When he appeared here, they didn't know who he was. Well, it's a question, it's a challenge to me. If I'm looking out for the Lord, do I recognize him when he comes? The comfort is that he says, be of good courage, it is I, not afraid. What a wonderful comfort that is. In a world where the storms are so violent In our personal lives, maybe, or in the testimony, in the church generally, or wherever it may be, the storms may be very violent, but the Lord is near.
Mm.
He will not leave his church.
Mm.
He will not leave the believer. He says, "Lo, I am with you all the days, even unto the completion of the age."
Mm.
The Lord is near, dear brethren. May we look out for him.
Mm.
May we recognize him.
Mm.
And may we hear his blessed voice, "It is I. Be of good courage."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll just leave these things for us, for our challenge and our encouragement. For his name's sake.
Amen.
Amen.